Driving downtown, foot pushed on the pedal. Move to songs we played together. Be like
hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode one of the Jungle Podcast. Man, let me tell you something. This is a lot harder than streaming on Twitch. Let me tell you what. Debating on what to say for a while, how to say it, when to say it. But we're just going to full send. Full send. I want to do this for a while now. For most of you, you guys know, I stream on Twitch. We stream some games. We hang. But I've been wanting to expand on that. We post clips and videos on YouTube and everything and TikTok, but been wanting to do some more, just something different as well. I'm really interested in space, science, history. And I think it would be cool to talk about it. So the idea of the podcast, today's going to be a little different than most of them. I think the idea for here on out is, I'll kind of try to stay to a topic to each one. That's the plan anyway, but you know how I am. I just go off the rails. But today I'll kind of just explain some things, what the idea is, what the plan is. I think we're always going to be talking about gaming. I mean, I'm a huge nerd. A lot of the community is going to be coming from Twitch. So I think we start off by talking about, we're just going to get right into it. First things first, let's go here. Transition. I should have moved my cam over a little more here, but first things first, what do we think about Ghostface coming to Hunt Showdown? I tell you what. Oh man, that's loud. I don't know how I feel. What are we thinking about Ghostface coming to Hunt Showdown? One thing I always said about Hunt Showdown was that I always loved. Here, let me move my cam here a little bit so you can see my pretty face. One thing I always loved about Hunt was that it was its own thing, right? They had its own game mode. They had their own characters. They had their own lore. And here we are a few years later with Ghostface. So I got a couple thoughts on it. My first thought is it's a cool looking skin. Don't get me wrong. It is cool looking. But at the same time, you're pulling a Fortnite. Now, I know a lot of you are like, oh, you're just thinking too much, blah, blah. Hunt stayed itself for so long. I don't know. I would love to see what other people are thinking. You could say something in the comments, but I think it's a... Hey, like I said, it's a cool looking skin. Is it needed for Hunt Showdown? No, that's just my opinion. They should have just kept itself, its own lore, its own characters. But that's just me. I mean, I think it's cool, but I guess we'll see what comes next. I mean, if they keep doing things like this, I don't know. I could be overthinking it, but when I seen it, I was kind of blown away, to be honest with you. I did not expect Hunt to do a, what do you call it? What's the word I'm thinking of, guys? Like a crossover type thing, you know? But we'll have to see what Hunt does. I mean, Hunt Showdown, for those you don't know, it's like an extraction shooter style game. You know, you got a bunch of people on the map. You spawn in at the same time. You go in to find clues. You all were finding clues to go in to fight a boss, right? You kill the boss, you grab the bounty, you extract with it. But at the same time, everybody on the map is doing the same thing. One of the greatest, in my opinion, you know, every game has its flaws. You know, that they add some stupid shit to the game, you know, things people don't agree with. But overall, I think one of the greatest games created of all time. I mean, it's so unique with the sounds. It's a great game. But we'll see where it goes. I think the skin's cool. Am I going to get it? Probably not. But I think a funny thing would be to run around hot miking. What's up? I think that would be funny. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with it. Another game. I don't think I have any. I didn't pull anything up. But Sea of Thieves Season 14 delayed. Came out a couple days ago, and they're already backtracking on it. I don't really have to say much on it. Those of you that play Sea of Thieves already know it's a buggy mess. Another one of those great games created. In my opinion, one of the coolest games ever made. There ain't any other game like it. But it's got its flaws just like the rest of them. A couple other games. Let's see here. Throne and Liberty with their Halloween event this week, as well as New World. Let's see here. What's Throne and Liberty got up? They got a cool video. Someone fishing there. Where's the, let's see here. I should have pulled this up already. Is this not the Throne of Liberty? Oh, this is hashtag Throne of Liberty. Where's there? There we go. Halloween event. Looking cool, huh? Gonna be cool. Looks like a new Halloween. Oh, I got the thing pulled up. Halloween dungeon. Be cool. I think it'll be cool. Some more skins. I dig it. I've been having a blast with Throne of Liberty. For those of you who don't know, it's a free MMO that just came out, published by Amazon. Free to play. Oh, the 24th is when it. Oh, okay, that's tomorrow. Okay. New World's Halloween event came out yesterday. If you've been playing New World, it's the same event. Nothing new. You got your world boss. Couple skins you can buy with the currencies. Nothing new there. Damn, ads popping up, bruh. I like them both. A lot of people ask, what do you like better? How do you compare the two? I know I've said this many times live on stream, but they're very hard to compare. The only similarity is the classless system that they have where you can pick any weapons you want. Throne has more of that, to be honest with you, because in New World, you can pick what weapons you want, but you have to pick the ones that you can put your points into the attributes, you know? Like, you can't put a sword and shield in the life staff because you just won't have that good of a build, right? Throne and Liberty, you can literally put any combination of weapons you want together. So I do like that. There's things I like and dislike about both games. But as far as comparing them, they're both very, very different. The gameplay on both of them is very different. The styles, everything's different. But I've been enjoying them both. I've been getting back into some New World. A lot of people have been starting new characters, but I don't have it in me to start over. So I've just been playing on my old server. Plenty of people in there, a lot of new people, PlayStation and Xbox coming in. Been having fun with the PvP zone. Tried the, what's it called? The Gorgon raid a couple times with some randoms. Never completed it yet. But it's been fun. I main a healer. Kind of changed one of my abilities up that I've been changing it up a little bit. But it's been fun. I've been having a blast with it, to be honest. I wish they would have put a couple more new skins in it. But, you know, it's all new for the console players, you know. So we can't complain too much about that. But so those are the games that I mainly been playing lately. I don't know if there's any other real gaming news that's been popping other than anything new. Well, everybody knows Call of Duty's coming in, what, 2 days now? Friday? Anybody been, I'm pretty pumped, man. I think the zombies is going to be fun. I like the multiplayer. Multiplayer is the most fun for me. Warzone ain't bad. I like the multiplayer. I did like the open world zombie mode in the last one. The only thing I didn't like was the time limit. That's the only thing that killed it for me. And man, where's my water? Here we go. I should have had some water ready for me. But how are we talking about? Oh yeah, Call of Duty. Yeah, I think it'll be fun. I don't know if I'm. I think it's coming out on. I don't know. Is it Game Pass on day one? Does anybody know? I think it's day one Game Pass. I know it's coming to Game Pass, but I don't know if it's day one or what. But we'll have to see on. Let me take a gander here. Is Call of Duty got a big Twitter? Hell, I don't know. But I'll be playing it eventually, I think. I think that's the plan. But usually when I download something on the damn Xbox fucking app on the PC, the games just run like shit. So I don't know. Maybe I'll buy it on Steam if you can get her on Steam. I don't know. To wait and see about that. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I think it'll be fun. They added like a new movement or something. What's it called? Yeah, that's what we're looking here. You can like run side to side and stuff. That'd be pretty cool. But yeah, I really liked the open world zombies in the last one. I just didn't like the time limit. But that's just me. It'll be cool to have the round base coming back. That'll be fun. That'll be cool. But yeah. Other than that, I don't really know. Oh yeah, that game Sand. Anybody been playing the demo of Sand? Let's see here. No, not the Sandbox. Here we go. You got the demo out in Steam right there. It's a peep. Moose, do you mind? Moose. Licking all the time. But we got the demo out on Steam. Okay. I haven't tried it yet. Well, I lied. I logged in the other day, fired it up, put everything where I wanted, and I couldn't get into a match, so I gave up. And then we were going to try the other night again, but the servers were down, so I never got to actually try it yet. I'm super excited for the game. I watched some of it. It definitely needs some polishing, but I mean, it's just a demo. Probably still alpha stage, if I could guess. But I think the potential is phenomenal in that game, to be honest. They keep cleaning it up, freshening it up, make things run better. I think it'd be cool. It's like a PvP, PvE extraction shooter type style. Kind of reminds you of Sea of Thieves. That's what kind of hooked me. Instead of being on a boat, sailing around, fighting people, grabbing loot and this, you're on a big mech trampler thing out in the desert, going around doing stuff. You know what I mean? I think that's cool. I think it'll be cool. So, yeah, I mean, some cool gaming news, man. I always like the Halloween events in games. So that'd be cool. I wonder if Call of Duty's going to drop with a Halloween event. So we'll have to wait and see. We'll wait and see on that. But yeah, I don't know if there's any other games coming out or any updates or anything. So with that note, we'll move on to, I know I kind of talked about a little bit of this on stream the other day, but I thought it was super cool. So we're going to go over here. Hold on. I need a little sip of something here. Shit. Fucking talking my. Stuff. Historic milestone. Two people communicate in dreams. Can we get this shit off the goddamn? Get this ad off the screen. Two people communicate in dreams. Participants successfully exchange information through lucid dreams. How fucking sick is that? So So for those of you who don't know, lucid dreams occur when a person is aware they are dreaming while still in the dream state. This phenomenon happens while REM sleep, happens during REM sleep, and has numerous potential applications from solving psychological problems to learning new skills. Bro, can we get this ad off the screen? I don't want to be seeing this. Get this shit out of here. Nobody got time. There we go. And now and then it just shows up there. You're going to be shitting on me. Okay. Researchers at REM Space, a startup in California, have made an important discovery. Lucid dreams might help people communicate new ways. They've used special equipment to help two people enter lucid dreams and send a simple message to each other. How crazy is that? Earlier, REM Space showed that sensors could pick up specific sounds made during dreams. This led to the creation of REMyo, a special dream language detected by sensitive sensors. September 24th, participants slept at home while their brain activity was monitored with the special device. When the first participant entered a lucid dream, the system sent him into a random REMyo, to make sure I'm saying a REMyo word through his earbuds. He repeated the word in his dream and it was recorded. Wow. That's wild. That is absolutely wild. That's insane. 8 minutes later, the second participant also entered a lucid dream, received the first participant's message and confirmed it when she woke up. That is unbelievable. This marked the first ever chat exchanged in dreams. Additionally, two other people could communicate with the system during their dreams. This achievement comes after 5 years of hard research and tech development. Since the first communication in lucid dreams on September 24th, the researchers have been improving their technology and getting better results each time. Sheesh. Michael Reduga, founder and CEO of REM Space, shared his thoughts on the breakthrough. Yesterday, communicating in dreams seemed like science fiction. Tomorrow will be so common, we won't be able to imagine our lives without. That's unbelievable. I don't even know what to say about that. Here, let's finish this and then we'll have our thoughts. This opens the door to countless commercial applications reshaping how we think about communication interaction in the dream world. That's why we believe that REM sleep and related phenomena like lucid dreams will become the next big industry after AI. Oh, here we go with AI. REM Space aims to take the big step making real-time communication and lucid dreams possible. Although this is a more complicated goal, the team hopes to achieve it in just a few months. Huh. What do we think about that, guys? I don't even know what the... First of all... Man, what's going on? How would somebody even think about that? You know, like who wakes up one day and they're like, you know what we should do? We should have people communicate in dreams. That's wild. So they gave this guy a message. He said it and I don't even understand. So, okay, so when he was sleeping, the machine hooked up to him, sent him a message. That's what I'm getting, right? Sent him a random REMyo word through earbuds. Then he repeated it in his dream, and it was recorded. That's just wild. Dude, dreams are something else, man. Like, I've had some dreams that, I don't even know, dude. Like, let's get up here. The big screen here. Dude, dreams. What is this? Is that a fuzzy? Dreams, man. Like, I've also often wondered what dreams were. You know, some people, I know, like I said, we talked about this, some of this stuff on stream sometimes. So if you heard this already before, I apologize, but we're going to be talking about it anyway. But dreams. Man, sometimes they're a little too real, you know? I know everybody out there listening has had a dream that when you woke up, you were like, Moose, what in the world? Hey, but that dog is something else sometimes. But I noticed that y'all had a dream one time and you woke up and you thought it was so, dude, I've had, that were so real, right? If you're sitting there, right, and you imagine something, you can imagine anything, right? But there's no feelings attached to it, right? But sometimes when you have these dreams, you're having feelings when you're dreaming. Does that make sense? For me, I have. I've had some dreams where I'm, you know, you have feelings during it, right? Like there's a couple times where I don't recognize where I'm at in the dream until like a little bit later. Then I'm like, holy shit, I've been here before. You know what I mean? At least I have. I don't know if anybody else has, but where you felt like you've been there before. It's almost like, what do you call it? Deja vu, but in a dream. Didn't that sound crazy? But so deja vu, for those you don't know, most of you do. It's like you recall something, but you've never been there or have done it before, but it feels like it already happened, right? Now, there's different theories to what deja vu is. Maybe we can look up some. Maybe there's some information on deja vu. Let's see here. I don't even know how the hell do you spell deja vu. Oh, here we go. But there's different theories on what deja vu is. I've heard a theory that deja vu, you know, the simple one where it feels like you've been there or it happened before. Some of a theory I heard before was, if you're experiencing deja vu, you're on the right path. That sounds like a pretty cool idea, huh? I think so. Or that you are somehow crossing paths with another reality, which I think is super cool. Anything like that, I love to just read and listen about. You know, I love, biggest thing, the whole point of this podcast is to just ask questions, really. Maybe we can all learn things together. We can just experience different things, you know. That's why I just love learning, man. Like, learning is just, it's, if you can find things that you're interested in, learning is the best thing, man. But I don't remember where the hell we were going with that. That's another thing. You're going to learn very quick. I'm all over the place. So that's why 1 minute we could be talking about one thing and then we're going to go to the next thing. Which is how it's going to be. You may, what the fuck is this guy talking about? I don't know what I'm talking about half the time. All right. Come on, you get back up there. Come on, you're acting funny. Go up on the bed. Got my boy up here with me. Come on. Moose. Go on up there. Get. Go on. There you go. He'd be farting and scaring himself. Goofy dog. But yeah, so deja vu. Deja vu is a feeling that you experienced the present situation before, even though the time, place, or context of the previous experience is unclear. Oh, there's a movie called that. That's cute. Yeah, but where is... So what do you guys think? I got fuzzies on me. So what do you guys think deja vu is? I'd like to see in the comments what you guys feel that deja vu is. I don't, that's it. One thing I'm going to say, tell you is like, I'm never like sold on one thing or another about certain topics, right? Like I don't believe in one thing over another or, you know, I'm sold on certain beliefs. Like I just like to hear different ideas. You know, like I like to read and thinking is the most important thing you can have, in my opinion, because if you can't think, I mean, what are you? You know what I mean? I like to just think and think, oh, well, maybe that's a possibility. Oh, maybe that's not. Maybe, you know what I mean? So let's see here. Deja vu. Let's take a gander here. Okay, here we go. It is believed that deja vu may be the result of two different streams of awareness colliding. The experience of recognizing a current situation alongside the feeling that this is an inaccurate recollection. A key feature is that the person realizes that they have not actually seen this before. That's the thing. When you do feel deja vu, it's like, in your head, it's like, dude, I've been through this. But the other half of you is like, I've never seen this before in my life. That's what's so weird, man. The mind is just so crazy. The concept of parallel universes or alternate realities suggests that deja vu could be a momentary glimpse into a similar situation in a parallel universe, creating a sense of overlap between our current reality and an alternate one. That's another thing. Y'all ever hear about parallel universes? That's wild to me, man. That's even something. Is it true? I have no idea. Nobody knows. You know? What is this? I don't want to see this. Oh, we got a couple theories on deja vu here. Let's take a gander here. Let's see what we think. 10 intriguing theories explaining deja vu. When we recognize a stimulus in our environment, we are using our recognition memory, which has two forms. One thing you're going to learn is I can't say words half the time, so I'm just going to be making shit up. Familiarity and recollection. Recollection memory is when we recall seeing something which we've seen before, but have no memory of it actually happening. This can mean a deja vu occurs when we have a faint memory of something that already Yes, that's another thing. What if, like, it's memories, you know? But the memory is not strong enough for us to recall or when we remember it from. Senses and memory mix up. By linking it to our sensory perspectives. According to research, our memory is context dependent. This helps to explain deja vu by showing how stimuli in the environment may easily provoke a memory. Certain sight or smell may trigger yours. Okay. That's one thing. You ever like smell something that you probably haven't smelled in years, and it just brings back something from, like, I don't know, your childhood or something, or years ago or whatever. That's happened many times. I think they say that, like, smell's like one of the, you know, biggest or, you know, the best ways to recall something because it's so strong, you know. Dual processing. This is another theory that involves memory acting incorrectly or using a higher processing. This theory suggests that when we perceive something, our brain is simultaneously trying to encode a new memory into our long-term memory, thereby creating the illusion that we have experienced it before. This momentary timing error could be all due to a tiny malfunction in the brain that is rather common to us all. This is the most exciting one to me, the parallel universe. This theory claims that the deja vu can be explained by the feeling of having lived a moment before as a crossover with a parallel universe, meaning that whatever we're doing while experiencing the deja vu, a parallel version of you is doing a different universe simultaneously, creating an alignment between the two. That one's the most, like, exciting one, isn't it? That there could be multiple universes going on. I'm not sold on it. Is there parallel? I have no idea. But I think that's the most exciting idea of them all. You know? The hologram theory. This is interesting, man. I always thought this is what I'm saying. This is what the type of stuff I want to, I'll put this link in the Jimmy down below whenever I post a video. So if y'all want to This was posted back in June. So this wasn't too old. This is only like a year ago. This is medium.com. So I'll put this down there then. But yeah, so like I said, today's kind of a little different than most podcasts. We're kind of just going to be going all over the place. It's just, we're just going to be talking about shit that's interesting and fun. And, you know, there's too many podcasts out there that's just, I don't want to really get involved in politics. I don't plan on it. It's just, there's just too much of it going on. I don't give a shit. I want to talk and about cool, like fun stuff, stuff we can all just like get involved, have a good time. And then that's it. Nothing too serious. You know, we're just chilling, you know? I mean, I want to get into science, history. I wouldn't mind getting into some topics of religion. I'm not a religious person. I respect anybody who is involved in religion. I think the stories are interesting. I like to learn about different religions and stuff. Like I said, I'm not into any myself. But I like to learn about them. I think the stories are interesting. History, I definitely, I'm fascinated with history. Old architecture. I mean, it's just, I just love that stuff. And I would love to do episodes on that as well. You know, we're going to be talking about aliens, you know. Space is just phenomenal. I don't know if anybody's been seeing that. I don't know what I'm seeing out in the sky at night, but there's a bright ass star first thing when it starts getting dark. I don't know if it's a planet, that second moon that they were talking about, or what it is, but it's bright as hell out there. Space is another one that I would love to get into more. Yeah, we're kind of be going to go on all over the place, man. Just talking, having a good time, not taking nothing serious. Just reading different things, talking about gaming, just all kinds of things. I would love to have people on as well. If people want to just chat, I'd like to learn, you know, I like to learn things. So if there's people that want to come on and chat, we can just chat about things. I would like to hear what people's opinions are on certain things as well. Like, what do you think about, you know, aliens, or what do you think about ghosts, or what's your thoughts on the stars? You know, the real cool conversations, like, you know, but it got time for, you know, dumb shit all the time, the negativity, the politics. Nah, we don't do that here, man. Nah, we ain't got time for that. So today might be a little bit of a shorter one that we usually do. I don't know what the plan is. I'm maybe once a week we'll do one, maybe once every 2 weeks. Most of you people here are going to be coming from a Twitch chat and a Twitch community. So a lot of this is going to be old news, you know, but if you're not, you know, we do stream on Twitch usually Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. So if we're not on the podcast, come check us out over there and hang out with us. I don't know when we'll post. I think I'll do these on Wednesday or something before I go live for a little. I don't know. It just depends. Like I said, this is all kind of just a test run. I might do a couple of these. We get no views, and then I'm not doing them anymore. You know what I mean? So, excuse me. This is kind of just like a test run. It'll be on YouTube for sure. Sorry, I was thinking of something here. I got to figure out how to put them on Spotify. I don't know if I can just upload it on Spotify or how it works. I kind of looked into something, but I got to put it in one program and then do something. And I don't know, I'll have to look it up more. But so, yeah, I mean, like I said, this is something I've been wanting to do for a while, just to talk about different things, you know. See what people are interested. I would love to, and then even like, you know, I can even put something into Discord, or if I see something in the chat that people are interested in on certain topics. I mean, I'm all up for anything, man. If people are interested in a certain topic, we could talk about it. I'm down. Like, this is, you know, I'm still going to be streaming on Twitch, but this is going to be kind of like an extension. Like, we could go above and beyond that, you know. Just kind of, you know, get away from the game for a minute. We, like I said, we always going to be talking about gaming, but. So before we end here, we'll just give a little background, man. I started streaming on, what was it, Mixer back in, I think it was 2020 when COVID hit. Was at home. And was on Xbox at the time. A lot of you heard this story a million times, and I'm sorry. But I was on Xbox. A couple buddies, you know, we were on Sea of Thieves all the time. Or no, we were first on, I think it was Red Dead. Well, anyway, we were gaming. Like, you should check out Twitch or streaming. So I went live on Mixer. You know, just threw got a camera, had a cheap webcam. Or I don't remember if I still. Yeah, I think I still have it. But anyway, I had a webcam, just threw it on, and we were just gaming, had the camera on. Didn't know anything about streaming, anything about the content creation, none of that stuff. And to be honest, I was always one of those people back in the day where you were like, you know, I can't believe people watch people gaming. You know, here we are years later. I've been doing it. It's crazy. But so anyway, I didn't know anything about it. I was on Mixer for, let's see here, maybe like 4 or 5 months. And then, you know, it got posted that bam, they're shutting down. And I was getting to the point where I was like, man, I kind of like this. I want to, you know, do this some more. And so I was like, well, they were pushing people to Facebook gaming or, you know, Twitch. It's about all you got. I mean, you could live stream on YouTube, but YouTube, in my opinion, their live streaming isn't, until they have a better UI for that setup. I mean, I don't think their live streaming is that good on YouTube, and that's just my opinion. So I started over on Twitch. It took a long time to get affiliate. I was at one, two viewers for probably, hell, I don't know, 6 months before I averaged 3 viewers and I can get affiliate. So once I made affiliate, I was like, you know what? Let's take this serious. I went and bought a PC. Didn't know anything about PCs. I got a pre-built off Amazon, some shit little. You know, still got to this day, but we made a lot of changes. Graphic card change, different RAM, couple more hard drives added. She's still going away. So we got, you know, got affiliate. And then just took off from there. I mean, I really started enjoying it. It was just, for me, the best thing, the thing that kept me going and the best thing for me is nothing's better than when you see Cat W and LOL in chat. To me, that's just like, if I'm making people laugh, that's just, there's nothing better, in my opinion. Like, I've said this many times before, I don't care if you're laughing at me or with me. If I'm making you laugh, I'm doing it right. So I just continue, man. I stream Sea of Thieves as my main game for a long time. And then, just wanted to branch out some more. So we've been streaming on Twitch for, I think we made affiliate in February or March of 21. So what are we at now? 24, end of 24. So about like 3.5. Yeah, it's been a ride, man. The time has been flying, dude. Ever since I started streaming, man, these last few years have just flew by. It's unbelievable how fast, you know, time goes. And, so now, you know, want to branch out, do a little podcast or something, you know, get some people on, talk about things, have a good time. You know, that's the plan, man. So if you guys have made it this far, I appreciate you guys hanging for real. You guys are the real ones. My community's amazing. If you are new and this is the first content you've seen of mine, I appreciate you, man. Check me out on Twitch. We're live hanging. The links will be below. But yeah, like I said, today will be a short. Today was just kind of an overall where we're going, you know. Just want to talk about cool things. It's that simple, man. Talk about cool things. Maybe we can learn some things together. We can laugh. We can, you know, whatever. But we're going to wrap it up here, guys. I appreciate y'all hanging. We're driving. Y'all have a good one. Peace.
Songs we play together, be like we're on holiday. I got a feeling it's a good day. We're driving downtown, full pushed on the pedal. Move to songs we play together, be like we're on holiday. I got a feeling it's a good day.